Hello, Foul Monkeys fans. You have spent your whole life listening to this show, enjoying it to the point of returning to listen every time a new episode comes out. Yet, you don't seem to share the laughter with other people. You keep it to yourself for your own selfish pleasure. The device that you are wearing contains 2 6-inch stainless steel rods that are set to be driven into your eye sockets and straight into your brain, instantly killing you. The only way to stop the device from impaling both eyes and your brain is to tell 10 people about the show you have been so selfishly keeping to yourself. Laugh or die. The choice is yours. Time starts now.
What do you want to talk about?
Are we recording?
Mm-mm.
No. We definitely have to talk about the hash browns. And it's just not going to be as funny to us now because it's not like spur of the moment, you know?
Right. What? The hash browns.
At Golden Corral. We're talking about last night having an affair we did at Golden Corral with all of our breakfast food. And we used to donut.
Because of being accused of having an affair.
Yeah. Because you're really my secret lover, Ricky.
Secret lovers. Dun, 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 dun. We're actually recording.
Oh, you're so crappy. I knew you were because then you started asking questions. Well, I didn't know. I would have gotten closer. Are we recording? No. Oh, Lord. Oh,
it's so early. Not as early as last Sunday, though.
I
remember last Sunday was like 8 o'clock.
Oh, man. It was early. It was real early. I feel like it's early, though, because I've been up since 7.
I know. That's crazy.
Ugh. I hate kids. I don't want them anymore. Not really.
That's
they're
nice
worth having.
To say.
They're about. Worth making, I should say.
You're only everybody good should because have it. Mommy loved it when I was getting
fucked. Right? Your daddy was so good, but he's a piece of shit now.
So, yeah, we've been accused of being secret lovers.
Yes. We are having a secret affair.
And yesterday, we finally made that point true. Because we fucked in Golden Corral.
Yes, we did. And it was wonderful. It was the best I've ever had in my life.
Did you like it when I stuck that donut right there where your hoochie is? And then I fucked it, like, really hard?
Yeah, and then I was ate it hot? When you were done.
You ate it right off my dick. And then I start licking the pancake syrup off your nipples.
Yeah, and I stuck a and piece of French toast in between them and squeezed it together and you ate it.
And you actually put butter on your nipples, so I actually had a buttery nipple. And then I shoved her face in the hash browns. I was fucking you from behind.
Pulling my hair tight. Oh, we're so silly. It was great, Ricky. It was worth it.
Was it the best?
It was the best.
Is it worth almost
had.
Breaking up with your boyfriend?
No.
No.
Of course it is, Ricky. Come on now. If we're going to have a secret affair and be married anyway.
Oh, yeah. Because we're totally going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
For the gifts.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Register.
And so I can get a Pell Grant.
Yeah, and tax break.
Yeah, so I can get a $5,000 check.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else in this world. God damn it.
Oh, Lord.
I think I should be able to claim my animals.
I think so. They're definitely a cost, especially mine, and they're $15 food.
Right.
What can we do?
Shit. Ugh. I need to adopt a kid, like, in Somalia or something. And just send them $1 a week.
And claim it on your taxes.
Exactly, and get my $5,000.
For your $52, or no.
Yeah.
12, because it'd be $1 a month or $1 a week.
$1 a week.
Okay, so it'd be $52.
Well, you're good at that math stuff.
I know. Lord.
Was last week at work the longest week ever?
Oh, my God. Friday was the longest day ever.
I thought I was going to stab somebody in the eye with a dull pencil.
And a guy in the back of the neck, too. With my fork. Oh, Lord. Yeah, it was horrible. And now we have to totally have lunch with that lady.
I know.
Like,
can you believe... Okay, this is totally off subject. Can you believe like over 100 people downloaded Allison's episode?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No one has ever downloaded more than 100 episodes of you.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have something to say to the listeners? You can bitch them out if you want.
No, that's okay.
You sure?
They just like her better. That's fine. She can come be on the show.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever. I like Allison. She's cool. I don't got nothing bad to say about her.
Yeah, but it's funny because some of the listeners emailed me and said, she's not as open as Samantha.
But they downloaded her 100 times?
I know.
Goodness.
Is that crazy or what?
That hurts my feelings.
Samantha, aww, you can't hurt what's not there.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah, I'm emotionless. It comes with years of torment and torture. So right. I just use people.
And, starving.
Yeah.
And no electricity.
Yeah, and eating mayonnaise because we had nothing else to eat. That's so beautiful.
I'm sorry. I know that's not funny. But every time you say that, I just want to die. Even when you're being serious.
Because I was sick for like 2 weeks after we ate it. Me and my brother. Oh, Lord.
Well, I lived on the side of a river for about 2 months when I was a kid. Because we were homeless.
Yeah, that's pitiful.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about all the people that were in the laundromat last weekend.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, let me tell you. This van pulled up. And I'm not talking bad about people from with, you know.
Different ethnicities.
Yeah, that's not the point
of
this.
How do you say that word?
Ethnicity.
Ethnicities.
Like, that's not the point of this. But they were Mexican women.
Mm-hmm.
And there was about 3 or 4 of them. But they had 20 kids with them.
No, actually I counted 16.
Oh, sorry. 16, 4 off. My bad. I must have counted the women as children because that's how they acted. They opened the van door and...
But first you gotta...
Oh, yeah.
You gotta picture the back of the van, though.
Yes.
I mean, all we saw were clothes. We thought the whole van was full of fucking clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we're like, oh, my God. And then thinking, okay, they're gonna take up all the washers and dryers, so we better hurry up and get our shit out. So... no. How about they open the door and 5 million kids come out of it? They're like, foop, 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 and they're swarming everywhere like little
bees.
Yeah. And they're walking behind the truck and in front of the truck and in everybody's cars. And they're not even old enough to be walking, let alone out in the dang parking lot with all these cars. It was a busy intersection and there's,
We were actually doing a special recording at the time, but we got so fucking nervous because we're so afraid one of the children were going to get hit by a car, we couldn't like concentrate.
Could you put that on at the end as like a blooper? Like, okay,
it was kind of long.
Was it?
It was like a 20-minute.
Oh yeah, we were almost done.
Maybe we'll use that as a special episode if they download you more than 100 times.
I know they really need to. That hurts my feelings. What do you want me to talk about? I'm trying to tell y'all. Ask me questions, and I'll give you some really good answers.
But anyway, these women weren't watching their children.
At all. And
they probably raged from like 1 to 12.
Yeah. There was only one who was 12.
And she was watching them all.
Yeah. And the other ones were under 4. Like, they weren't even school age.
They were totally almost going into the highway. Edgewood mm-hmm. is a very busy street. Mm-hmm. It connects South Florida to Bartow Road. Mm-hmm. And it's very busy.
Very. And just right where that was, where we were sitting, it's like heavy traffic. And these two little kids ran out. And they were holding hands. I was like, if they get hit by a car, I swear to God, I'm going to die.
Right.
Oh, I went in there. I'm like, lady, your kid's down there by the gas station. She's looking at me because I'm sure she didn't speak English. Huh? Like, bitch, your fucking kids are down there. And I'm going to rip your hair out of your fucking head because I'm so nervous. And you don't even give a damn. I'm more nervous about your kids dying than you. She's like, oh, they'll just die. I'll make more.
Well, it's... And they had a baby that was less than like a year old mm-hmm. in a car seat, not even buckled in. It was sitting on top of one of the other kids' laps.
Yeah, in the van. None of them are in car seats. Ricky, they were on the back seat.
And then someone called the police.
Yeah, someone did.
And had them come out there. It wasn't us. We were too nervous to fucking call the police.
Right. But a lady came and she said, you need to keep your kids inside this laundromat, which mm-hmm. was worse. Because then we had to deal with the children. They were putting our clothes in the dryer. I was like, please, dear God, just let this be over. Let today be over. I'm ready to go home and go to bed. And then it was the worst night of my life. I totally busted my spray paint can on my door. Yeah, and it was black spray paint. Yeah.
Did it spray paint the door?
No, thank God. But it... Like, the lid busted into a billion pieces. Didn't even look like a lid anymore. I'm violent. I get very, very angry. Then I like to have really great makeup sex. Angry makeup sex. Where it pulls my hair and spanks my ass.
Oh, shit.
Tells me I was a bad girl.
It's dirty.
Dirty, dirty. Hey, so you like my new deodorant?
Oh, it smells.
Smells really good.
It does smell good. No, how about yesterday?
Yeah, we
were at the park, and Samantha lifted her arm. She's like, oh, my God, my new deodorant smells so good. I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, put your nose down there, smell it. I'm like, there's people around. But it wasn't funny, because I did try it. I just didn't, you know.
Yeah, it looked more like he was, like, taking his nose across my titties. Like,
They didn't get nipples.
To smell it. Yeah, that reminds me of Golden Corral.
Yeah.
We'll always have Golden Corral.
We will always have buttery nipples.
Oh, Lord. So your poor little doggy's so depressed, Ricky. It's pitiful.
It's because he was at Kevin's forever, and I brought him home, and now he's just...
He's so heartbreaking. Sad. You need to call Kevin today.
How about yesterday? He was a bad boy. Stay the hell still.
Oh, I know. He didn't want to be with us. That's why he's trying to run away from us. I know. Bailey is being horrible, too.
Oh, my God.
I think now that you showed her the pictures, though, she'll be like, oh, maybe now I can be a model and I'll start being good. But all she was concerned about was damn swings.
I posted some of those pictures on my journal, uh-huh. and somebody posted, oh, my God, I totally thought she was one of those statues.
Nope.
Because if you look at it, she's actually looking at mm-hmm. the same height and direction as they are.
That is so cool. She's so beautiful.
She is beautiful in every single way.
Oh, Lord, please.
What are you
Isn't
trying to say?
Isn't she lovely?
Okay,
how can you guys download Allison 100 times and not me?
Well, you totally have all this.
God! I'm so pissed! I'm just kidding. I'll just stand here playing my nipples.
Oh,
how about this really strange guy was at my house last night when I got home. I guess he drove Sean home.
Uh-huh.
You know, because they went out, but told me afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he's like telling Sean that anytime one of his supervisors is getting on to him, all he needs to do is sit there and rub his nipples the whole time he's talking to him. Be like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then no one will be mad at you. I'm like... And then he's like, you should totally do that for your boss. I'm like, no, my boss is a lesbian. I am not rubbing my nipples in front of her. She'd be like, oh, do we need to go in my office and close the door? No, we do not.
And it's not even closed. Everybody can look over and
see.
Yeah. That would be funny.
No, it wouldn't.
Why would a guy do that? To scare the people off, I guess?
Just to be like, because like when they have bad days and everyone's griping them out, you know, and they're like,
You didn't close the door.
I know.
I'll go get it.
Okay.
No, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he didn't realize it wasn't open.
You mean it was open?
I mean it was. He's just too busy looking for Kevin because he doesn't love you anymore.
I'm hungry, Samantha.
I'm sorry, Vicky.
I'm hungies.
If I didn't eat my mom's nasty blueberry pancakes, we could totally go to Golden Corral. Well, but I think it's past breakfast time now.
Yeah, but you could just go throw them up and we can go eat somewhere else.
Okay, that sounds good. Let me do it real quick.
There's a trash can right there.
I'm just kidding.
That was...
I'll just let it, like...
You could have went... That sounded real.
Oh.
You did, like, a little girl throw up.
That's
something.
How I throw up.
You're that sexy when you throw up.
I'm trying to be quiet when I throw up, except when I'm drunk. How about I totally found a picture of me yesterday for when I was, like, just drinking, you know, that just drinking age where you don't know what your limit is, so you keep on even though you're sick as hell. I was drinking, or in the picture, I was, like, hurled over the toilet, throwing up in my boyfriend's boots and shorts. I had on shorts, and I guess I had my boyfriend's boots on for some reason. Just not on, but just, like, slipped on my feet. I think I was outside smoking a cigarette.
Ew. Well, you don't smoke anymore.
No.
She only smokes when she drinks.
Yeah, I only smoke when I drink.
So she only smokes when she wants to feel like a total slut.
Yes.
Or smoke, I mean.
Yeah.
You always smoke when you want to be
But a total until I got slut. Pleurisy from that time I smoked a million cigarettes in one night. And anyway, finish this picture first. So I'm hurled over the over the toilet with no shirt on.
Not
just
even
a bra.
Oh, okay.
And my hair's all pulled up and it was really, really long then and like bleach blonde. Mm-hmm. And I had on shorts, but they were unbuttoned and my whole butt is sticking out. Uh-huh. And I was totally throwing up. And I was like,
I'm gonna see.
We'll look at it later. Oh, okay. We could post it. I don't care. It's not that big of a deal.
I think, oh no, if they download over 100 downloads,
yes,
we'll put the picture up.
Yes, and it is a totally awesome picture. Get to see
all of Samantha.
All of me.
Yeah. In her glory.
In my glory. It's beautiful. And I look lovely. I told my brother, I'm like, we're looking at pictures, old pictures with my bleached blonde hair. I'm like, why didn't you tell me my hair looked bad? He's like, well, Ben, we didn't know. He goes, because we're used to seeing you like that. He goes, now you have nice hair. I realized it looked like crap. I'm like, well, thank you.
I was never a fan of the bleached blonde either.
Yeah.
And Kevin told you that several times in a mean way.
I know. He's like, you need to get rid of this bleached blonde hair. I'm like, you need to grow some.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't. You're bald, huh?
And you're 40.
Yeah, totally. Just kidding, Kevin. If you are listening, it's a joke.
He doesn't have internet.
Oh, yeah. Total loser.
You don't either.
And his new boyfriend moved out on him. The only reason... Now, Kevin lives with my ex-boyfriend, who is straight. And obviously, you know, Kevin's gay. Mm-hmm. So... But we've always thought they've had an affair. Mm-hmm. So when Jason called you at work and was crying about it, there's definitely something there. Because he didn't even cry when we broke up.
What if Kevin listens and he knows that Jason called me?
Oh. Sorry. But I didn't tell you what he said. I just said he was crying.
Oh, okay. But then it sounds really obvious.
He could have called after. He called you after he moved out, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, totally changes the purpose
story.
Of my conversation.
Right?
Eh.
I know, right?
Yeah. So, you like my CD? Did you listen to
it? I've listened to one song, and it was the song that you were listening to when you walked in.
Oh, that's great. Because it's our song. Because the only thing that looks good on me
is you. On top of the Golden Corral buffet. With donuts lined
and
up on my
everyone
cock.
Was watching us and giving us money. They're like, yes, go.
And
get her,
like we
get
were actually scrambling the eggs.
Yeah. And it was a little hot on my back, but Ricky was spinning me fast enough that it was keeping it from burning my skin.
And we're scrambling the legs between our awesome stomachs.
Yes. And the syrup that he poured all over me that was hot and he was licking off. Yeah, it left some burns there.
Oh, shit. Did it?
Yeah, you want to see it?
Oh, that looks a little green.
Yeah, they hurt.
They look a little infected.
Yeah. I need to go to the doctor, but I don't know how to explain it.
Don't she like when you hear the reindeer in the back of her recording?
I wish he was happier. Come here, Finbar. When you call him, he turns around and walks the other way. That's so sad, Ricky. How about my daughter yesterday running up the stairs? She's like, I'm going up the stairs. And we said, no, just wait. She went anyway and she fell and busted her butt. And Ricky's like, that's what you get for not listening to your mama.
That happened twice yesterday.
Yeah, when I threw her shoe at her. Not purposefully there, people. I wasn't trying to hurt my child. She didn't put her shoes on. I wanted to, but that's why I threw the shoe.
You meant to hit her butt.
I meant to hit her butt, totally.
And it would have hit her butt if she wouldn't have put her arm down.
Because it really hit her arm. And the first thing she says to Sean when he gets home, Mommy hit me with her shoe.
Oh, did you guys discuss that after?
Oh, no.
No.
No. But I did sling him off the bed, and he totally landed on my... Because we were arguing, but we were playing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, don't you ever hit your daughter. He's spanking my butt. Don't you ever hit her like that again. I'll tear your butt up. And I was like, all right. So I lifted my legs as hard as I could, knocked him off the bed, and he landed on my thing that's in the floor of that plastic container, and he busted it. I was so mad.
I hadn't even used it yet.
I know.
You could take it back.
I'm like, this totally broke when that dude put it in my car. Yeah. Anyway. Anywho. Toodly-doo. I'm totally here rubbing the inside of my thigh.
I know. I see that.
Because I actually shaved all the way up.
I shaved all the way up.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I like your face now that you shaved all the way up.
Isn't it cute?
Yes. You don't look like Mountain Boy anymore.
That's hot.
Can you hear me itching?
That's hot.
It's my, see how dry my skin is?
You need some...
lotion.
You need some man lotion on it.
Here, give me some.
Ew. Man lotion.
Yeah.
So... Oh, what the fuck was that?
I don't know. Everybody looked at Ethan Bar and off.
Look how dusty my DVD player is.
I was looking at that last night. I was like, good lord.
Nobody called us to ask any questions for advice. Can you believe that shit?
That is so horrible.
Again, we'll say Samantha wants to give some advice to people because she's really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants you to dial our hotline, which is 206-984-FOWL, and ask her some questions. Be like, me and my best friend are friends, but his boyfriend thinks that we're secret lovers. What do we do?
Yeah, how do we deal with it?
And how would you answer that?
I would say, tell your boyfriend that you're not, and if he can't accept it, kick him to the curb. Because friends are forever.
And then have your ringtones as secret lovers.
Yes.
Secret lovers.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And what was the other
That's
song we were going to put on
there? Pathetic, if you really think
that
about
it. That is really... I mean, I'm totally 100% gay.
I know.
I've woken up gay for 29 years, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon.
I think it's because he's that insecure about himself that he would think that you're better for me than he is.
My gay ass would go after you.
I know, right? Please.
And I have, like, an awesome kind of boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just not here yet.
He's awesome. We love him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He is awesome. I am going to see him in December.
Totally,
I
want to
see
like
Saw
some.
3.
Do we have the money to go?
Matinee, $5.50.
Yeah, but he comes home at that time. We can't go then.
Right now.
Is matinee?
Yeah.
We totally need to see what time it starts and go. Gosh. He'll be like, why didn't you get no groceries? I didn't have no money.
I didn't have time.
I have $5 right there he gave me last night, and I'm sure I can scrounge up 50 cents.
Hold on. Let's talk while we're looking it up.
Okay.
Because my listeners hate it when I'm online and I'm recording because they say I don't pay attention.
You don't, because you're too busy looking.
Oh! Ooh. Shit.
Sorry.
Oh, I want to see that. After Dark Horror Fest, 8 films to die for.
Oh.
November.
All right, you got to stop that because it's really annoying. Go to it a says different click. Oh! Says... And you know what's really funny is every time it happens, Ricky jumps.
Shut up.
It's funny.
Shut up.
I want to be everybody's favorite, Ricky. And
you
I'm
do?
Not.
Aww.
That hurts my feelings.
And Allison just walks in, never heard a podcast before, never heard of what it was.
It's because she likes big black cock. And she's never been with a white boy before.
Big black cock.
That's what's wrong with her.
You were so wrong.
No, just honest. Because once you go black, you never go back. I mean, come
That's
on now.
True.
I could never. Once I had a big old... Yeah, he'd be like, excuse me, white boy, what's that?
Right. I don't think so. 220.
All right.
Is that too late?
I don't know, because Harley's going to call me. Let's not talk about this personal business over the...
Right. Over the internet.
Yeah. People are like, who cares? Y'all shut the fuck up.
I know.
Talk about something funny.
You know, right now, church is going on over the theaters. The whole church.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Fuck? But I should totally not go spend my money there if they support that shit.
Like, and tell them, do you realize that a really dirty, gross horror flick was just in this theater that you're sitting in right now? God.
Look.
What?
Does that piss you off? And look at this.
60?
60 people downloaded you.
What? Why?
I don't know. And look at this. Look how many downloaded China's Goodbye.
I'm totally better than China's Goodbye.
And this is the other
she
show you're on,
out.
Too.
40?
Oh, no, that wasn't you.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, no. You haven't been on here in a while since then.
No.
So.
How many donated? No, downloaded my original one.
Your original one?
That I really got in a bunch of trouble for. It's like 24 or 20-something.
24. Let's go here.
Okay.
So, we're going to go see Saul then?
As long as I don't have
what time
two little
does
girls this afternoon.
Yeah. What time will he get home?
I'm not sure. Because yesterday he decided 24? To go out instead of come home, so...
116.
Ha ha! Ha ha!
But that's been over a 4-month period.
Yeah, but that's still better than 100.
But it was 100 in, like, 3 days.
Okay, next time, we're totally having me and Allison here at the same time. And we're going to battle it out. We're going to have a battle over the...
Y'all can wrestle.
Yeah, and Jell-O.
And syrup.
Yes.
And I'm going to tape. I'm going to put it on my video camera.
Okay.
That'll be so hot.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, what will we call it? Girl on girl Jell-O action.
No.
Podcasting wrestling. Samantha and Allison go at it because Samantha's pissed.
We totally have to get my friend Brooke on here.
Oh, do you think she would make? Do you think she could make some more listeners?
Heck yeah, she's funny. Especially me and her
can
together.
Can she keep a secret?
Yes.
Is she,
yes,
are you
she
two...
can keep a secret. We have plenty of secrets.
Are you two together like we are two together? Like
yeah, I'm having...
So us two would be... Oh, me and Brooke would be funny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You need to meet Brooke, and then we'll hang out one night, and...
We'll do
have
some
an
extracurricular...
Herbal remedy.
Yeah, extracurricular activities.
And we'll totally record, because she is the fucking bomb. She dressed up as Marilyn Monroe for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. And when you cool. Yeah, you called her, and she's like...
She's like, do you even know who you're talking to? I was like, I think so. Is this Brooke? No, it's Marilyn Monroe! She's funny. Is it going on 30 minutes yet?
Oh. Because we should never have to say that.
I know. I think everyone's going to be like, get rid of Samantha. She's so fucking boring.
They might say, get rid of me.
No.
Get rid of Ricky and keep Samantha. Oh, no. You bastards. I'm already pissed.
And they didn't even say it. You said
it. No, they said it.
You convinced yourself.
Oh.
You schizophrenic.
Oh.
You tell yourself things and then you believe them.
Right.
You believe that it's reality.
Ricky, you are so hot. I know. No, what was it the other day? I was like, oh my God, Samantha, I am so hot. And she's like, I know, it's so hot out here. I was like, no, because I'm so cute.
Yeah, you like to give me those.
I wish
little...
we could record the shit we talk about at work.
I know.
That would be so fun. I know. Or like what we were talking about in Taco Bell.
David on here too.
I know.
He's funny. Talking about the little lady with the little blue car. Her job is to go around and put the lines on the roads, right? Yeah.
No, to put the reflectors on.
Oh, yeah.
He says it's that small. He says it's so small it can fit her cubicle.
Oh.
Cubie. Did you hear me? That's my cubie.
Oh, goodness. That's crazy.
All right, well, I guess we'll end the show. We're going on 30 minutes, actually, now. So,
okay.
Do you want to, like... in the show. Do you know how to do that?
Did you have to write it down for me, no?
Oh my God! No, I should not have to do that. No wonder no one wants to download you.
I know, because I can't remember shit.
You can't remember
I know, it's foulmonkeys.com.
Oh, good girl.
You guys totally need to go ask me some questions. It can be the stupidest question you can think of in your life. Like, you know, when we ask the question, my lifetime question to myself was, why do men have nipples?
Right.
Like, that question was answered. So, if there's a question that you have that just your life revolves around that question, figuring it out, please, I will help you.
What if they said...
I need a new question anyway. I can't think of anything else.
What if their question is... why is my cock shaped like an S?
I'm like, because your parents must have been doing it like some freaky way whenever you were born. God. If it's shaped like an S, you totally need to go into National Geographic magazine. Because that's awesome. Does it shape like an S when it's hard too? Maybe it really means you're supposed to be with me because my name starts with an S. You never know.
That is questions that we will have to answer.
Yes.
So go to our website at foulmonkeys.com and download Samantha like 100 million times.
Please make you it over 100.
You can also download her on iTunes.
Yes.
Just do a search for Foul Monkeys. Also, send us an email. You can send a question through email if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just send it to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You don't even have to leave your name if you really don't want to, right?
I know.
It can be anonymous.
You can put anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'll be able to get your IP
and we'll
number,
totally,
and then we'll find out what city and state you're in.
Yeah, I'm going to totally call you out. I'm just kidding.
Also, I do want people to start calling in because we haven't had a call in a while.
I know.
I got a call from a guy, Unjustifiable, from my LJ. He called in, and that'll go on tonight's show. That's coming out. Actually, I'll probably, when we get back from the W store.
Yeah.
Because we're not allowed to say that.
No.
I'll post it up. Okay. So. And that episode's funny.
Is it?
I think so.
I'll have to get that one myself. You'll have to put it on CD for me.
Well, that'll be two downloads for you.
Oh.
Just put that whole one on one CD. I don't think so. That's such a waste.
Well, the ones I haven't heard.
We should, like, totally do some kind of contest.
Yeah, we need to come up with something good.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, we'll get back with you.
So, let's see, what'd I say? Website... email address.
Did you?
iTunes. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can contact me on AIM, AOL, Instant Messenger. You can contact me at FM, Ricky B. Also, go visit our MySpace page. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Gazoke fucking rocks.
Yes, he does.
He's like the bomb.
I love him.
He's the Bizzo. Is that how you say that in Snoop Dogg language? Bizzo?
The Bizzo. That's...
he's the bomb.
I don't know. Bizzle?
He's the bemizzle.
We'll have to contact Snoop and ask
him. That's a question that we should totally call him.
Yes.
Because it revolves around our life.
It does. It affects our everyday life if we focus on that. Our language is changing.
I know. Because of Foul Monkeys.
We need to have our own language.
Oh, oh.
Ooh, Noss.
That meow. Was my cat.
Meow. How come he'll meow 100 million times what you want him to? He's like,
I know. Meow. He's like Finbar meow. When you say come here, he won't. All right, I want to say bye to everybody.
Bye,
have
guys.
A great week.
Please
and
download me.
Please
have fun
download
at work.
Samantha. Download in her slot.
Yes. We'll be like, denied, denied, approved.
What is that from? That's
Will and Grace. Karen
oh,
and Jack.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whenever she's given him his ATM, or yeah. she's given him her ATM card to go shopping, mm-hmm. she's like, slide the ATM. Denied. Denied through the boobies. Turned around the booty.
Approved.
All right.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.